Previously on The Bystanders.
I don't know what Bunny has on all of you.
Well, she's blackmailing us. Lexi and I are stealing the church kid's money. Phil's a fugitive, and Hop and Fan like to sell pharmaceuticals and get naked.
I didn't actually want to know, but somehow we've all hired a hitman.
Hi, I'm Rick, the killer. Let me break this murder down for you guys. You won't know when, where, how, or with what. You would simply be bystanders. I get it. You got the first-time murder jitters.
Where were we? Oh, yes. When we last left our tenants, they had decided to keep the hit on Bunny. Question was, would they be able to follow Rick's strict instructions to just act normal and go about their daily lives? The next evening, they began attempting just that. They made an agreement not to speak to one another under any circumstances until the deed was done. A task driving them all a little cuckoo.
And that's why you shouldn't murder.
You don't like it. Too hypocritical?
Well,
if you don't like it, the righteous rangers won't. I blew it!
No, Timmy, it's not that. It's wonderful, and you're wonderful. I'm sorry. I don't know how to do what Rick says and act normal right now. There's nothing normal about this. I wish I knew what everyone else was doing.
I know. I miss Phil. And how cute the extra large font on Hop and Fan's smartphone is.
Oh, maybe we should use those hot phones and see what everyone is up to.
Yes!
The hot phones that Lexi spoke of were actually burner phones that Rick had given them, with more strict instructions that they were only to be used once Bunny was dead.
But wait, we can't. We're supposed to act like normal neighbors. No stopping by, no eye contact, no asking to borrow their car.
You're right. As patriarch, you're always right.
Meanwhile, over in Phil's apartment. Phil was also trying to follow Rick's advice and stay cool.
Yes! Well, look who has the purple necklace, earrings, and the crown. I win again. Ha ha, Frankie! That makes Daddy the prettiest pretty princess. 7 times, and Frankie only, 3. Rack him up because I'm on fire.
Daddy, I'm done playing.
In an effort to stay distracted and sane, Phil was smothering Frankie with a little too much attention.
Hey, what should we do next? Oh, we could take off the nail polish again and paint our nails all over again. Or, ooh, we could make a cake, a huge 9-layer one, like on that British baking show. That'll take a long time.
I don't want to. You've exhausted me, and honestly, I need a nap.
What? What?
It's embarrassing. I'm supposed to have endless energy at this age, and my father, who is pushing 50, has exhausted me. Why don't you go see if your new friends can play?
Don't go. Come on.
Phil realized that Frankie was right. He had become needy, and without his daughter to distract him, he was quickly losing his cool.
Keep it together, man. How can I keep it together when I'm wanted for a murder I didn't commit and about to commit a murder that I want, but I can't talk to anyone about it? Okay, like Rick said, keep cool.
Phil was unnerved that the burner phone was ringing. After all, it was made clear that if it rang, it could only mean one thing.
It happened.
Phil hurried into the closet, terrified of Frankie hearing. The moment of truth.
Hello.
Hey, buddy, it's Tim.
And Lexi.
Oh, no. Did it? Is she?
Did what? Oh, I'm not sure. He's wondering if Bunny's dead. We're just calling because we miss you.
What?
Yeah, how are you holding up?
You mean you're calling just to say hi?
And to see if you're okay.
No, I'm not okay. I didn't sleep last night. I've actually become competitive at Prettiest Pretty Princess. And my daughter thinks I'm hovering. Because I have been. Frankie knows, man. She knows. I'm losing it. Oh. But I am actually touched that you guys called.
Aw, Phil.
That's why I think maybe the hot phone should also be an emotional support line.
Yeah. Should we call Hopper Fan? See how they're doing?
Over in apartment 5, Hop and Fan were busy nude-proofing the final touches on their soon-to-be dream condo at the Bare Naked 80s retirement colony.
Mo Cheng Lim.
Great ideas. No curtains. And yes to the bidet. And last, do we want shag carpeting or hardwood floor?
Beijing.
Agree. Softer. Okay, so according to my calculations, if we go through with the bunny thing, we'll have enough saved to move into our dream house. Hey, next month. And if we don't, and we pay Bunny her cut from our prescription drug sales, we'll have enough to move when we're 115 years old.
Edith, 刚刚生日,102岁啊.
It's true. People are living longer these days.
The he's fell silent as their burner phone rang.
Fighty, cheap love.
Okay, I'll answer. Yes?
Hey, man, what's up?
How are you guys?
讲笑啊?
We're okay. Besides the fact that we all just killed someone.
Well,
oh, yeah. Sorry, no. Bunny's still alive.
We just wanted to call and see how you two were doing.
Honestly, we are a little relieved. I don't know about you guys, but this hasn't been exactly an easy pill to swallow. No pun intended.
Same. As someone wanted for murder, you'd think I'd be able to murder.
Yeah, Pran's been kind of awkward lately.
Let's loop in Sarah. I bet she's feeling the same way.
That was quick.
Hey, Sarah, how are you doing over there?
Not gonna lie. It was a little rocky there for a sec. Kip, but now that you guys have called with the great news... are you guys all on here? You all called to tell me that the murderer has been murdered? Cute.
Well, you know, we're having kind of a hard time over here, and we just figured that you were having a hard time.
Why would you think I'm having a hard time? I'm about to polish off this German chocolate cake that's trendy. Plus, I started a paint by numbers of Pasta's face. It's got over 1,000 numbers. It has her little 2-buck rice teeth in the front, and then her little black eyes. And then I get to paint that little puffball on top of her head. Yeah, a white puffball. And now you guys call Ding Dong. The witch is dead. I'm doing great.
Not dead.
Please tell me you all didn't break the one rule we made for each other.
We just thought that
I'm tired and I'm angry.
Wait, but you just said that you were doing...
Well, I'm not. I'm having a hard time finding a place that will hold a funeral for a rodent.
What? Really?
Don't call me till it's done. Like we agreed!
That was the sound of Sarah's burner phone breaking into several pieces after hurling it against the wall.
Damn it.
Turns out, Sarah was a concealed pistol.
I hate you! Go away!
Sarah? Sorry to bother you. It's Kyle. I brought Pasta over and it's crazy because...
Pasta? Is that some sick joke, Kyle? You think I want to eat pasta? Right now?
No. Sarah, you don't understand. I found...
You know what, Kyle? Come back when you have some Tito's or some Valium. Pasta, you sick bastard.
What? No. I found the pasta.
Pasta, you're alive. Oh, come here. Where have you been? Oh, I love you. Oh, never leave me again. Oh, my sweet pasta.
Yeah, I found Pasta eating some old scampi by the trash. She may need a bath. I don't know.
Kyle, I cannot thank you enough. Thank you. Oh,
well,
Pasta.
I'm off to the Vibrograph for the night, but I'd love to take you up on that offer to hang sometime.
Oh, you know I like it behind me.
I think you maybe forgot to come over yesterday after choir practice.
You got it. You say when, and we're there.
Tomorrow! Oh, wait, not tomorrow. I promised Bunny I would pose for some sculpture she's making.
Just then, Sarah realized...
Oh my god, Bunny! Thanks again, Kyle!
You're...
Welcome!
Pasta was back and Kyle had saved the day. But upon her beloved's safe return, Sarah knew the others were right and she needed to call them immediately. Tick-tock, Sarah.
Pasta, I need to find that phone. Where is it? Oh, gosh, where is it? Help me find it. Oh, really? Okay, now is not the time to get on me about the cake. You need to help me find the phone. Where is the phone? Where is it? Ah, yes, here it is. In a bunch of pieces. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, Pasta, hurry.
As Sarah scrambled to reassemble the phone, over in apartment 6, the Hades were reassembling their lesson for the Righteous Rangers.
And that's how God forgives murder.
Yes, so much better, babe.
Thanks. I'm so glad you found that verse. Read it again.
Oh, Psalms 55, 22. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved.
See, we're not moving anywhere. It's God's will.
Yeah. If he didn't want this, we'd get a clear-cut sign.
Is that the...
Hello?
We shouldn't do this!
Well, look who's calling the kettle black.
We have to call it off now.
Wait, is that Pasta?
Hey, Pasta's back!
What?! I thought Pasta was slaughtered.
Yeah, I thought so too, but she's not, and we can't do this. You have to call everyone right now.
Lexi quickly dialed in the others to call off the hit again. Again. In unanimous agreement, these crazy cats rushed to phone Rick to bury this asinine idea once and for all.
Pick up the phone. Please pick up the phone. Oh God, if there's a God, pick up the phone.
Hello, you've reached Rick the Killer. If this is an emergency, hang up and dial 911. Otherwise, I'm probably murdering someone right now. So please leave a detailed message and I'll get back to you. Cheers!
Hey, man. It's Phil and everyone.
Hey, yeah.
Hi, Rick.
Hi.
Mayho.
We know we're sounding like a broken record.
Yeah, we're sounding like a broken record, but we've changed our minds.
For real this time.
The circumstances, they've changed.
We're just not cut out for this.
You know what? Keep the money. We're thinking we made a huge mistake.
Bunny's screams pierced through the windows of Noble Apartments. It was too late.
Hello! Oh, I know you're all home!
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God!
I can't watch! Rick, what are you doing? This is not how you said! Stop!
Okay, Daddy, I took a nap, and now I'm ready to play.
Get back in your room! Stay in bed!
What? Hey! Apartment 6! I can see your beady little eyes staring from behind your blinds!
Hey, she saw us!
Seriously, Rick? In our courtyard?
Here, throw this can of peaches at him!
No, he's scary right now and we're not supposed to interfere.
Rick, this is horrifying! What do we do?
Get out here and help me! I'm just knocking on death's door, but please don't... I don't want to interrupt you!
What's she say?
Something about not interrupting her.
She dead?
Yeah. Yeah. She's dead. Looks like she's not dead.
Asshole.
Okay, yeah. Now she's dead.
So, give us a call back, Rick. Thanks.
Bunny was dead. It was official. More official than Joe Pesci announcing his retirement in 1999. And unlike Mr. Pesci, she wasn't coming back. The neighbors tried to stop it. They did. But this, they would take to their graves. As far as anyone was concerned, they were bystanders. The Bystanders. Written and directed by Jacqueline Hales and Ash Lenzian. Produced by Black Label Media, Heather Morris, Jacqueline Hales, Ash Lenzian, Josh Fisher, and Alex Tassopoulos. Distributed by Believe Podcast Network. Music by Tori Cummins. Sound design by Tim McEwen. Sound editor and engineer, Alex Carter. Starring Kristen Chenoweth, Oscar Nunez, Ki-Hong Lee, Michael Hitchcock, Karen Hui, Jim Lau, Matt Mattson, Jacqueline Hales, Ash Lenzian, Machete Bang Bang, August Nunez, with Heather Morris and Ed Westwick. Narration by yours truly, Jane Lynch. And that's a wrap. I need a drink.
Ha, ha, ha. That was funny. You made me laugh.